And one of the West Indians who worked there struck up a conversation with me. He wanted to know where I was from. So I told him I was born in Hull Hospital, I said. I was born in New York. None of these answers satisfied him. He said, where was your mother born? And I said, she was born in Maryland. And I could see, though I didn't understand it, that he was going more and more disgusted with me. He was telling me more and more impatient. Where was your father born? My father was born in New Orleans. Yes, he said, the man, where were you born? And I began to get it. No, I said, my mother was born in Maryland, my father was born in New Orleans, I was born in New York. He said, but before that, where were you born? I had to say, I don't know. I could see that he did not believe me. I tried to explain, there's no way for me. He said, don't you care enough to find out? And I tried to explain that I couldn't find out where it was because my entry into America is a bill of sale. Now, that really cannot be considered, my fault. And I tell you that story to dramatize the nature of the distance created deliberately. It's also very important to point out I was handcuffed to another man from another tribe whose language I did not speak. We did not know each other. And we could not speak to each other because if we could have spoken to each other, we might have been able to figure out what was happening to us. And if we could have figured out what was happening to us, we might have been able to